Chapter 16 Decisions. Dr. Sloper and Catherine arrived back in New York about 3 weeks later. The voyage had been very uncomfortable, and Catherine was happy to be home. After Dr. Sloper had gone to bed, Catherine gave her aunt several presents, and the two women talked until late at night.
"Morris is coming to see you tomorrow afternoon when your father is out," Mrs. Pennyman told Catherine excitedly. "I saw a great deal of him while you were away, my dear, and I feel that I know him very well now. He's a wonderful man, and so full of energy and passion. I almost feel that he's my own son."
Catherine didn't like the way her aunt spoke about Morris, as if she knew him best, but she was happy to finally have someone to talk to.
"You've been very kind to him, and I'm grateful to you for sending his letters to me," Catherine said. "Your Aunt Elizabeth thinks I was wrong to see him, but she promised that she wouldn't tell your father," Mrs. Pennyman said. "And, Catherine, there's some very good news about Morris. He's gone into business with a partner. Isn't that marvelous? It's much better for him than working for someone. That would have been much too difficult for a proud, independent man like Morris."
"Oh, I'm so happy," said Catherine. Then suddenly she felt sad.
She wished that she could tell her father, but she knew that it wouldn't change his mind about Morris. Noticing Catherine's sad expression, her aunt asked,
"You still feel the same about Morris, don't you?"
"Oh, yes, of course," Catherine replied. "My feelings haven't changed, but neither have my father's. You were right when you said that I shouldn't give up the man I love because my father doesn't like him. I'll never convince my father, and I expect nothing from him now financially."
"You've become very brave," Mrs. Pennyman said. "I never thought that you would give up your inheritance, but that's what you'll be doing if you marry Morris."
"Yes, I suppose I'm braver than I used to be," Catherine answered with a smile. "I don't care about my father's money, and neither does Morris."
Mrs. Pennyman hesitated for a moment and then said,
"Are you sure? Perhaps he does care about it." "He only cares because he doesn't want me to be hurt by my father," Catherine said. "Besides, I've got plenty of money of my own, and now that Morris has got a job, we really haven't got anything to worry about. I'm not going to discuss my marriage any more with my father. I'm ready to marry Morris, and I don't care what the consequences are."
Mrs. Pennyman had never heard Catherine speak with such certainty, and she was curious to see how Morris would react to her new attitude. Catherine waited impatiently for Morris to arrive the next day. He came into the room, embraced Catherine, and said,
"I'm so happy to see you again."
He and Catherine spent a long time talking. He told her a little about his new business and asked her many questions about her travels. Catherine was so excited to see Morris again and felt so sure of her feelings for him that she soon told him about her father.
"My father hasn't changed his mind," Catherine said. "We'll have to forget about his money."
Morris was very angry, but he smiled sympathetically and said,
"My poor dear girl, I'd like to try to convince him one more time. I think I'll have better luck than a year ago. I'm the head of a successful business now and can talk with him as an equal. If we marry without your father's consent, I'll be hurting you and our children."
"We'll have enough money for our children. We'll have enough for everything," Catherine exclaimed. "And with your business, we'll have even more money."
"I know, but I'd still like the satisfaction of convincing your father that he's wrong about me," Morris said.
"Please, Morris, I don't want you to talk to him again," Catherine implored. "He hates me. I heard it in his voice the night before we sailed home. On the voyage, I decided never to ask him for anything ever again. You and I must show him that we're not depending on him in any way. And, Morris, please promise me that you'll never hate me."
Morris embraced her.
"I'll never hate you, my dear, and I won't speak to your father," he promised.
Catherine walked with him to the front door, and they said goodbye. She was more determined than ever to get married, and would have been shocked if she had known the decision that Morris came to a few minutes later while he was walking home. Without her inheritance, Catherine was of no interest to Morris. he decided that he would give Catherine up.